as a result of people and a cordon and such at a checkpoint in Dadinkoa, Gombe State, Nigeria. The mastermind of the terrorist act in Jos, you know, at a mosque and a restaurant, and of course at the screening exercise in Zaria, Kaduna State, was arrested along with two others.
How did you manage to do that? Did somebody tip you off or what?
I won't tell you that, but I will tell you that it was a combined operation with the Department of State Service and our own troops.
The supporters of those girls that were kidnapped by Boko Haram, they were protesting again. So the pressure is on the military. Have you people been able to make headway in finding those girls?
The Bring Back Our Girls group had an audience with the president today. So it is not a protest. However, to address the other aspect of your question, the Nigerian security forces, in particular the military, is doing all it could to ensure that they solve the issue of Boko Haram terrorists, along with rescuing all other kidnapped people with them.
Talk to me about how your military is doing in terms of the operation against Boko Haram. Are you making headway?
Exactly, we're making headway. You are quite aware. From time back, the Boko Haram terrorists were also holding territories here in Nigeria. But we have succeeded in routing them out of all those territories, even their phantom caliphate. They are now confined to the Sambisa forest. What you are seeing is a kind of desperate effort by some remnant elements that decide to go back to tactics of bombing isolated or vulnerable or other sub-targets.
And so the joint operation against Boko Haram, how is that going? I know that your president has said that the command should come under Nigeria. Nigeria should be the leader in this joint operation.
It is quite correct. The force commander, or rather the commander of multinational joint task force of the Lake Chad Basin Commission, is a Nigerian, and all efforts are ongoing. Remember again, recently, the Military Command and Control Center has been moved from Abuja to the epicenter of Boko Haram insurgency, kind of Maiduguri. So there is a renewed effort, synergy with all the component groups involved, and effort is ongoing to make sure that Boko Haram terrorists, as it is known, group has been routed out.
Even though you say you are making progress, there are those who say that Boko Haram is getting ahead of you, because look at the number of people who have been killed just over the weekend alone.
We are not in competition with terrorist organizations. What I want you to understand is that when you look at the activities of these terrorists within the last 12 months, or let's say even 3 or 4 months ago, definitely there is no basis for comparison, because the level of atrocities have been degraded.